brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Results Matter Radio. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Dana Barrett's here in studio with me to produce today's show. And we've got a great show planned for you. Results Matter Radio is spotlighting the upcoming 19th annual WIT Connect event. My four guests today know this event intimately and have been heavily involved in preparing for what will be an amazing time, June 13th, at the Georgia Aquarium. WIT Connect is a unique auction-style fundraiser. And Eric Pearson is here with IHG, the CIO. Eric, welcome.
Good morning.
Betsy Robinson with Jobtopia is also with us. And Eric and Betsy are co-chairing this year's event. Betsy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we've also got Jay Farrow with American Cancer Society. Jay, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And Vicki Wright Hamilton is with us as well. The Right Answer. Vicki.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, this year's event, I said, June 13th. If you haven't picked up your ticket yet, you really need to get on that, because we were chatting before we went on the air, and they've just sold out on the tables. So this is a very popular event, but I'm going to let my guests tell you all about it. So let's actually start with Betsy. And if you could give us a little bit about the event and what is in store on the 13th.
Sure. Thank you very much. What many people don't know is that actually WIT Connect started out as a fashion show. Almost 19 years ago. And during this fashion show, they had a small portion where they auctioned off lunches with various executives around the community. That was such a popular portion of the event that next year they decided to focus solely on the auction portion. So WIT Connect has evolved. Since 2007, we've raised more than $1.8 million for the WIT Foundation. This year, our event is presented by Dell. They're returning as our presenting sponsor and will be held on June 13th at the Georgia Aquarium. This is a great venue. We have two portions of the event, which is a live auction and a silent auction. The live auction this year, we're featuring the gentleman to my right. We have American Cancer Society. We have Intercontinental Hotels Group, Carter's, and SunTrust. And then we have over 37 companies providing both individual and auction silent auction packages for the event. So a tremendous networking opportunity with these people and business leaders around Atlanta, as well as, you know, raising money for a very worthy cause.
Nice. Now, Betsy, as a partner in Jobtopia, talk a little bit about why WIT is important to you. I mean, both professionally as well as personally.
Absolutely. Well, professionally, Jobtopia, we're a boutique recruiting firm here in the Atlanta area. I'm one of the partners here. We started about 6 years ago doing accounting, finance, recruiting, and then added information technology to our stack in 2010. And so we actually participate both as a sponsor and a vendor of this event. So I can speak both from the vendor side and as a volunteer. And it's really important. I mean, especially as a small company here in Atlanta, it's, you know, invaluable to be able to bid on these executives' times and you know, have face time with them. So, you know, professionally, if you think about all the sales cycle and kind of skipping straight to it and really getting to your audience and having something worthy to say to them and really making sure that you are a fit with that company and, you know, providing value to them as an organization, we've actually been very successful bidding at this event. And then, you know, from a good cause, you know, very obviously I'm a woman around the technology sector and dealing with the talent, you know, portion of the organization, there's going to be a huge talent shortage as we continue to grow as a nation and specifically in those science, technology, engineering, and math careers. And then more importantly to that, there's going to be a shortage of women in those careers. So very focused on trying to get young girls, both high school, middle school, college age, into that track.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, IT has become more and more central to all organizations, especially the big companies. And you know, we were talking about the value of getting into a CIO's office. Vicky, talk a little bit about your personal experience here.
Well, you know, WIT is in my blood. I've been involved with WIT for years, and coming from the technology arena, it's given me an opportunity not only to give back but to learn more. I am on the WIT Foundation board and have been involved with the board for a long time. I play many roles through that board, and one of them is the executive advisor to WIT Connect. And one of the things that is so inspiring is that as we look at young girls, our entire mission is to take you from the classroom to the boardroom. And as we do that, we offer programs and opportunities that address each stages of a young girl's life to womanhood. And being a part of WIT has allowed me the opportunity to work with some of the most phenomenal, brilliant, technology-capable women and the Atlanta market. So it's very, very near and dear. Personally, I used to work for, my most previous role was, I was a senior vice president at Turner Broadcasting. And personally, being able to have an opportunity to connect with vendors that actually met the business aspects of what we were looking for was phenomenal. Now that I am an entrepreneur, I can now talk about a dual track of how WIT has actually helped me professionally. It has given me great contacts. It's given me great networks. It's given me opportunities to do technology projects and initiatives and to move my technical career forward. But it's also given me an opportunity to do something and leverage something that I'm very, very passionate about, which is all around our mentoring programs and the things that we do for mentoring. And that's how therightanswer.net became born. And that's THEWRIGHT, answer.net. And therightanswer.net is an online mentoring program where I take the opportunity to match mentors and mentees together. One of the things when we talk about mentoring, we usually focus on career. What happens to the other aspects of our life? What about family? What about health? What about spirituality? So there's many, many different angles. So I give each mentee and mentor an opportunity to explore and to give their advice and expertise to others from their own experience. So it's exciting. It allows me to use technology to take things to the next level. And WIT has definitely given me an opportunity to expand that.
That's excellent. Excellent. And such a perfect example of all of the different facets of the value that people derive when they get involved with an organization like Women in Technology. What I love about our Women in Technology discussion today is that we've got two guys here. Maybe we should let them talk a bit. No, as we're talking about the importance of women in technology, having men buy into why it's so important to have more women in technology and technology leadership roles is a key facet of that evolution. So, Eric, if you would, talk a little bit about how you got involved in WIT, why it's important to you, and how it fits with IHG's strategy.
Yeah, great. First of all, I've just moved into CIO role about a year ago. I was former chief marketing officer, and true story, my first, 3 months in the role, I had some 80 different new technology companies want to come meet with me. And gone are the times when you can have a round of golf and get to know a vendor, because time is precious. And so the two companies I actually met with in the first quarter were the both winners of last year's WIT Connect. And it was a great opportunity to meet two companies that really wanted to showcase their products. So we at IHG, and we're a big global hotel company, and there's a tremendous war on talent around the world. Just in the next 3 years, we'll need to hire 90,000 people in our hotels around the world. And technology is no different. Atlanta is now becoming the Silicon Valley of the South. Unemployment levels are at all-time low for technology. And so the war on talent in the Atlanta market is even harder. So we've been involved for around 12 years. We participate with them and been pretty active in the WIT Connect fundraiser and co-chaired last year. And, of course, myself and others will be co-chairing this year to try to beat the record and surpass the 275,000 mark. But for us, it's really important to have diversity in a marketplace and technology, to many people, especially young women, don't realize the vast opportunities it creates, and it's across the business. And I'll give you one real quick example. We have an employee of ours, a female, who joined us a couple years ago, and she was in the fashion industry. So she actually was in fashion, got her degree in fashion, worked in the fashion industry, and just didn't like it. And so now she is one of our graphics designers building websites for us within technology. And so she's a spokesperson for us and helps educate women on the different roles you can play in technology.
That's awesome to hear. I love finding out, you know, that you don't have to follow the traditional path in order to advance to, say, a CIO role. And having that holistic business perspective, critical there. Jay, American Cancer Society, now you guys are celebrating this huge anniversary that you just kicked off this week. Talk a little bit about that and also your role in WIT.
I appreciate that. You know, it's an exciting week. And, you know, 100 years old, the American Cancer Society. Tomorrow, actually, on May 22nd. Very, very exciting. 100 years ago was a group of physicians in New York City that got together to start their own war on cancer and solve the cancer problem. Now, the face of cancer has changed dramatically since those days. You know, now 2 out of 3 people survive more than 5 years, and that number is growing all the time. Right now, there are over 14 million cancer survivors in the United States, and we are seeing 400 more birthdays every day that we did not see even as recently as 20 years ago, and we want that number to be 1,000 every single day, people celebrating another year of being cancer-free and surviving this. And, you know, our goal, obviously, at the American Cancer Society is to put ourselves out of business. It's very important. I would be happy to find another job. I was going to be a lawyer at one point earlier in my career and realized very quickly that I would not be a very good lawyer. I'd be a good litigator, but law school and I did not agree, so I took a technology track. But I've been involved with WIT for about 4 or 5 years. I was blessed to have a number of senior folks in WIT bring me in. I've been a judge for the WIT Women of the Year. I've been a host. This past year, I was the first non-female co-host of WIT Women of the Year. And I'll tell you what, it was an amazing event. Despite the fact that I was there, everybody did a terrific job, and it was an amazing success. And luckily, I had a lot of great people around me. But at the American Cancer Society, and we're, I think, much bigger than most people maybe understand, we're the largest, you know, non-governmental funder of cancer research in the world. We have over 900 locations. We have millions of active volunteers that work for us that are given their blood, sweat, tears, time, talent, and treasure. So our IT footprint is very, very big. And we need talent. Like Eric, there is a war on talent. One of my early goals, and I've only been there for about 15 months, was to make the American Cancer Society a destination of choice within the Atlanta market. One way to do that is to become a very diverse, very inclusive organization. The talent that we're going to get to be competitive and to take us to the next level has to come from all areas. And WIT is a great example of how we do that. You know, we want good people. We don't want good men. We don't want good, you know, socioeconomic, you know, segment or racial segment. We want talent, however it comes in. And supporting an organization like WIT is a no-brainer from a business perspective. But community-wise, when you see how hard the organization works and what they do and the difference they make in promoting their mission, it's infectious and it's hard. It becomes an easy thing to get your head around.
Now, the auction that's taking place, I want to describe this for people so they really understand what they're going to be able to experience. They pick up one of these last-minute tickets and be part of the event. So talk us through what the night entails and what opportunities await the attendees.
You know, WIT Connect is an awesome, awesome event. Let's talk about exactly what happens. We actually have a two-prong approach. You have live auction, where we have, as Betsy mentioned, the companies that are going to participate live, where they actually tell you what are they working on, what projects are they looking at, what are their business initiatives, so you can then determine prior to bidding whether there's a match. And once there's a match, then you can begin to have the fun of putting those bid paddles up and getting that money so that you can have that appointment with that organization for your business. We also have another track. The other track is called a silent auction. We have a number of companies that have put packages together. Now, don't think just because it's silent, they aren't valuable. That's not the case. Packages that they're putting together are giving you time. They're telling you, they're putting packages together of colleagues, people that you can meet with, learning opportunities, getting with procurement officers. How many of us have to go through a procurement office before we can actually get an opportunity? So they're actually encompassing all of those opportunities for the silent. So we have this thing called BidPal. And, you know, Jay can tell you about how much fun that is. But for BidPal, what actually happens is that you put in your bid and you get to watch the silent auctions right in your hands and go, uh-oh, they're not going to outbid me. I'm going to get that bid. I want that meeting. And it becomes so much fun. And then the networking is just beyond words. The partners that we have, Eric and Jay and others that are working with us from organizations, they're there not only because they believe in the purpose, but they want to see the vendors win. They want to see the vendors get an opportunity for the right thing within their business. So you get an opportunity to meet these people and put a face with the name and actually get to talk to them. So from a WIT Connect perspective, I think it's very much valuable for that price of ticket for marketing and opportunities. But I'd love to get, you know, Eric's perspective in terms of what WIT Connect, you know, from his perspective as to what he sees as that event.
Well, real important is of the silent auctions and of the live auctions, you know, 85% of them are chief information officers or senior executives of big companies. So myself and others and Jay, an opportunity to meet with these executives is rather unique. And so a little competition will be on the stage, you know, because Jay and I will be competing against who can raise the most money. And, of course, I'm the co-chair, so I'll have an opportunity to have the mic more so than Jay. So the competition is underway.
Nice. He's called me out already. Wow. I mean, we're weeks out. He's called me out. And, you know, I'll take that challenge. But, I mean, you know, IHG, obviously, with their scope and scale, I would be proud to be a number two to IHG. That's not a problem. But I will be far more entertaining.
The competition so far.
It's already started. So, I mean, as a CIO, when you're meeting with vendors, how important is it to you that they have, first of all, done their homework to really understand your company, but also, you know, mirror your values in terms of putting community commitments as a priority for their organization?
Well, absolutely. I think it's very important. And this venue is perfect for that, because the vendors and the partners that are there that have a chance to listen to you, understand your initiatives, understand your goals, are the ones who ultimately have a real opportunity to close some business. And Atlanta is such an amazing market for that. It was such an amazing, thriving IT community. So it's a very exciting time. But like Eric, we're bombarded daily, minutely, and to drive his point home, gone are the days for a five-hour golf event where you can just sit there and try to do business. I mean, you're lucky if you have time for, you know, one or two a month where you're meeting with, you know, a potential partner. This forum, and for such a great cause, let me reiterate, this is all going to an amazing cause for WIT, but there's an enhanced sense of matching where a potential partner that is tuned in to what these CIOs and senior executives are saying has a real opportunity to sit there and add value, because nothing worse than, you know, when a potential partner sits down with a CIO or a group of executives and there's clearly not a fit right out of the gate. We can avoid that here. It's a great venue for that. We can have a little fun and support a great cause. So it's a win-win-win. I think that's three wins, right? Yeah.
Like it. And yes, Dana, jump on in.
I always have to stick my nose in where I don't belong. I was just curious, you know, some of these people that are doing the bidding ostensibly are people that would never get the chance to get in front of some of you guys. So have you ever been surprised by, you know, a smaller company as a vendor that you have gone ahead and worked with?
First of all, I mean, these packages, you know, for the live auctions and the silent auction aren't small. I mean, I think I was auctioned off, I think, around $40,000 last year. And they go from $20,000 to $45,000, depending on the companies. And the silent auctions for individuals is up to $500 and could be as high as $10,000 for packages, because we do include things. Like for our package, there'll be loyalty program points, so you can stay in a resort around the world as part of that package, or perhaps to entertain another client you may have and stuff. So it has been. I mean, I've only done it once for last year, and met with two companies, and it was insightful, because you just don't. To Jay's point, you don't have the time these days. Demand on executive time, let alone technology executives, is incredible. And so an opportunity for them to come in, literally present their business case. They know, and they've researched you, to your point. They don't come in cold. They know everything about you, your team, your business, and they're presenting solutions. And that's what matters most versus just, you know, showcasing a technology. They're coming in saying, this is how you can use this to make your better hotel experience or perhaps a better employee experience or a sales and marketing experience. And it's been rather fruitful for us.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Eric hit the nail on the head. It's when you start talking about solutioning and understanding business problems, that's where the real value is versus just here's our marketing slick and here's our technology. It stands on its own. I mean, I think, you know, those are the folks that don't really get it. But you know, to your question, I'm always surprised. I mean, this is a big thing, and for a small organization, to Eric's point, to lay out $20,000 to $40,000 is a sizable commitment. Really, for any organization, that's a sizable commitment just for an hour and a half or a couple of hours of time in a package. But you know, Atlanta is such a great community, and the folks that are doing it have done their homework. So ultimately, it's a fruitful meeting. But it's a great way to get introduced to organizations that you might not otherwise have been aware of, or been able to, you know, to take a meeting with. So it's a good
and
thing.
For them, it's towards a great cause. I mean, the money goes towards, you know, scholarship programs, education programs, creating, you know, programs for development for emerging female leaders in the marketplace. And there's some great activities that they do. There's a Girls Get It program for middle school girls, and we participated one last year where we had some 25 middle school girls come into our corporate office. And they got to build an iPad and iPhone application using some technology. So they know how to use it. These Gen Y millennials are growing up with technology. And they're thinking, no, I don't want to go program. No, but they're doing design and UI and building a little mini game on an iPad. I mean, they just left there so excited about the potential that they could pursue a career where they could actually build games, let alone interact on iPhones and smart devices.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about the causes and the WIT Foundation and what the money does go to support. I want to hear more about that.
Oh, thanks. Women in technology, you know, we have multiple programs, and our mission, as I mentioned before, is to take them from the classroom to the boardroom. So our programs range from everything from Girls Get IT, which is what Eric was focusing on, where we partner with companies to allow girls to get exposure to the different types of IT careers and what's available. We have WIT on campus, which is we have some colleges and universities that we have partnered with. And for WIT on campus, we actually hold programs where we're getting these young women interested in things along all the STEM initiatives. Because we truly believe in all the STEM practices, even though we're called Women in Technology, we focus on all the STEM areas. In addition, we have our Careers in Action. And through our Careers in Action program, we have actually three levels that we offer in our Careers in Action. We have the Executive Readiness, and that's designed for our seasoned professionals, those who are looking to go into get prepared for the boardroom, the C-suite, those that are just beginning to enter into that arena. We have the Leadership Foundation, which is designed for women that are in the early stages of management but are in that middle tier and giving them opportunities for growth and development. And lastly, we have Success by Design, which is designed for women who are a solid performer who are looking to go into supervisory mode management and their first opportunities, and we give them experience in that. These are intense programs that allow them not only to do some introspection, but also to learn about career tracks and planning and moving forward within their careers. We, on the foundation side, also do what's called charitable giving. And we have organizations that actually apply for grants and where they ask for, you know, monies to help with some of their STEM initiatives. We are so proud because we've had things like FIRST Robotics, and our robotics team that we had went all the way and won to the top That we have sponsored, and that's given Women in Technology the thrill of actually seeing where the money goes and the impact of the giving. So the community should feel really, really good about those opportunities that we've been able to provide to these young women that are seeking to move forward in the STEM areas. So we're very proud of our charitable giving arm. And so all of these programs that we're putting together are to reach at different stages for each of the young women as we move forward and as they become get into their opportunities as they grow up, you know, professionally. And one of the things that we also did was publish a book. The book is called Climb. And Climb is a conglomerate of a lot of executive women that are giving mentoring tips and techniques and helpful hints of how they moved forward within their career and how you can prosper off of that. And you can get Climb off of mywit.org. And I would just encourage that in terms of, you know, as you're seeking opportunities and you're looking for mentorship and you're looking for how can I grow, you know, it's always good to know there's a hole in the road before I get to it so I don't fall in.
Absolutely. Well, as executive leaders, talk a little bit about the value of mentorship and ongoing career opportunity progression through the life cycle and examples of that.
Yeah, I think it's very important, you know, at any stage of your career, whether you're just starting out. You know, we mentor a lot of girls who really don't know what they want to be yet, and they don't even know you know, what opportunities lie in front of them. Like Eric said, I mean, for a group of middle school girls to go into an organization and find out that there are so many facets of technology that touch, you know, our everyday lives. We've had other organizations, you know, give CNN, for example, gave a behind the scenes tour of how technology works there. You know, so I think the mentorship at all levels is valuable. And then even once you get into your career, you know, navigating the path of which road do I take and having people there, this large network of both women and men, you know, who support this organization, who can provide both programs on a, you know, professional level, but also on a personal level, you know, some experiences and, you know, notes about what's helped them in their career and how they can help you move forward.
Well, and as you're talking about the war of talent and, you know, nurturing the top pipeline of talent in both internally as well as sourcing talent, what role do these kinds of programs play in people's career development?
Well, I can say that WIT is very, very proud of our success rate within our career and actions programs that have been offered. We have a number of women that have been promoted. We have a number of women that have been given extra opportunities because they actually were able to define what it is they were looking for and the skills that that they wanted to capitalize off of. We've had women that have moved from companies to companies. We have women that have given their mentoring and opportunities inside of their companies to help the other ones grow and develop as being role models and others within their organization. And one of the things that we hope that we can do is as we continue to expose women, we're hoping that the companies will see the value of the learning and the education that they find just from being involved in the organization. Where can you go and volunteer in a safe environment and learn a brand new skill? You know, I think I might want to go into marketing. Maybe I volunteer for a marketing role on a committee and I learn from a marketing expert. That's valuable to an organization. I'm sure that, you know, Jay and others can talk about, you know, how their women have been involved and the things that they've done through moving forward and their exposure to those skills. I'm sure Eric has seen that at IHG. You know, as you continue to see these things, it's a safe environment, it's a great environment, and it's wonderful exposure.
Yeah, just to pick up on the question about career development, technology is no longer a department. It's ubiquitous in every company now, and it's becoming a key cornerstone of any business. You know, Lexus, people talk about it being an electric car. Lexus is becoming a technology company. I mean, you know, an auto park itself and the things that it can do. And what we're seeing is the importance of people and women getting exposed to technology early in their career, but it doesn't have to be their long-term career. I started in technology in Disney and IBM and joined the company in technology, but spent 15 years in sales and marketing, became a better technologist coming back as CIO. And so now we see in companies are moving people around between marketing or sales or technology because it's becoming such an integral part of what you do. And look how consumers are now are changing and with their devices and always being connected. And so having a career in technology can be something, doesn't have to be your long-term ambition, but getting exposure to it early on in career would provide a lifetime of benefit and value for individuals.
You know, I agree. It's today's youth have never not known the internet. They inherently understand technology. And I think it's important just to make sure they understand where the opportunities are. I mean, I think showing them that there's a career path, showing them that they can get excited about the technology, showing them that it makes a difference in an organization that, you know, to Eric's point, it's woven into literally everything every organization does. If you, no matter what industry you want to get into, technology can make a difference. And having great mentors to guide you through that journey is absolutely key. And WIT does a terrific job in providing those relationships from successful, experienced, and established women who have been there, done that, who can provide that leadership to both young girls, but as well as more seasoned executives. So, I mean, we're blessed in this town to have, a large number of very successful female IT executives who are world class, who are generous with their time, and are out there and very passionate about this mission. So it's a great thing.
Awesome. We are almost out of time, but it is time for our Results Matter segment now. So I'm going to go back around the table and give each of you an opportunity to kind of summarize some comments, point out some key points, and talk about what results matter to you. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the amazing results that have come out of WIT and the WIT Connect event. So let's start with Jay. And also, before I get you guys started, I want to make sure that in your answer you also include your website and contact information so that people can find out more about your organizations as well. So, Jay, results matter.
Yeah, you know, to me, there's a couple of thoughts that spring to mind. I mean, WIT since 08, I think, has raised over $1 million, $1.1 million, I think, is the number. And it's an amazing, successful organization. And the more people get energized, the more we're going to deliver for what is a very, very compelling mission. It's regarded as one of the best networking nights of the year. The people that run it are amazing in what they do. So if you're looking for an event that is very well run, is very on point, is very exciting, but it's not stuffy, it's fun, and a lot of great business gets done, it's terrific. For me personally, results matters are finding a cure for cancer. I mean, this is hopefully cancer's last century. Maybe you've seen some of our marketing ads where we're trying to finish the fight, and we really want this to be cancer's last century. You can help with that if you go to cancer.org/fight. Get involved. Make some noise about the battle against cancer. There's a ton of different ways to get involved, and join us. We're having a lot of fun, and we're making a huge difference saving lives.
Terrific. Thank you. Eric, you're up.
Yeah. So, look, as I said, technology is now playing a much greater role in every company and any industry around the world. And what better area to work in where you literally have visibility to every different department? So you can experience human resources, you can experience sales, you can experience marketing and operations, or you can be a key part of the technology build group. So it offers you an enormous opportunity to start a career and grow your career and be part of that. And WIT's a big part of that for us in this community. We're actively involved. We think it's an incredible, important fundraiser to create awareness for people, young women looking at their career opportunities, and we encourage all of them to participate in programs to help them get some more education awareness about that. And we are hiring. So for people out there, IHG.com, we have a career section. Go online and take a look at some of the opportunities, both in technology and across the company.
Well, since he mentioned that, I guess to do the same thing. Go to cancer.org, and we are hiring as well. So, we are working hard to become an employer of choice in all aspects, but especially IT. We're homegrown. This is our global headquarters here, just like it is for IHG. And, you know, if you're interested in having a conversation and seeing opportunities, head over to cancer.org and see if there's a fit.
Thank you for that, Betsy.
Well, at Jobtopia, you know, as both Eric and Jay have mentioned, there is a war on talent, and our business is helping these companies win this war on talent and find and place people within their organizations, place great candidates within their organizations. And I want to tell a brief story. You know, as a small company, you were mentioning bidding at WIC Connect in this event and how valuable it is. When we were 6 months into starting our IT practice at Jobtopia, we sponsored this event for the valuable networking marketing potential that it has, as well as to support the WIT Foundation. We weren't going to bid, and we were just going to, you know, spend our money. And
yeah, that's what everybody says.
That's right. Everybody says that. And my three business partners had never attended the event. They didn't really know what to expect other than what I had told them. So I turned my back literally for 5 minutes while Coca-Cola was on stage. And then I hear a group of people cheering behind me. I turn around, and my CEO, his founder and CEO, has raised his paddle and bid on Coke for $22,000. What this meant for us as an organization was the chance for our small company, headquartered and growing here in Atlanta, to sit across from 7 Coca-Cola executives at a dinner, followed by 6 Coca-Cola executives at a lunch. We signed our contract with them within 6 months and helped them specifically with their mobile computing talent. They were launching a few, you know, very key initiatives, and that was one of our key areas, is in that mobile space. And have absolutely, you know, it's an investment that you're making in WIT and that company. We have made our investment back and then some. And Coca-Cola has been a big supporter of our small company growing. And, you know, I think that's a great success story for, you know, organizations in Atlanta who are thinking about coming to WIT Connect and bidding on the time of these people and these great technology leaders we have in our community.
Absolutely. Awesome results. I love it. And Jobtopia's website?
Is jobtopiallc.com. Terrific. And my email directly is Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, at jobtopiallc.com.
Thank you for that. And Vicki.
Yes.
My mentoring expert.
Well, thank you for that. Results matter. Help us continue to put WIT out of business by contributing to the funds that it takes of helping young ladies on their journeys through the technology field and experiences. So come out and support not only WIT Connect, the Women of the Year. Come and be a part of our programs, volunteer, and help us to make that difference. From a mentoring perspective, as you know, it's my passion. It's something that I love. And as an entrepreneur, I'm blessed to have a double track. I get to keep my technology skills from doing my technology consulting. And I have the opportunity of launching a website of online mentoring for all aspects of your life. And you can see me at www.theright.net. Come join the fun.
That's right. Come join the fun. So make sure you've got this date on your calendar, June 13th at the Georgia Aquarium, the 19th annual WIT Connect event. Make sure you visit mywit.org. Buy tickets. Find out how you can get involved. I want to give a special thank you to my guest for coming in today to share so much valuable information with us. I'm like so jazzed. I'm going to go do some math and science and... Great show, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. You've been listening to Results Matter Radio, sponsored by Burr and Foreman, and we will talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.